How can you tell the difference between conviction of sin and condemnation? The Holy Spirit's conviction of sin is clear and specific, without vague condemnation or despair. You know what to repent of. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "Godly sorrow," that's conviction of sin, "brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow," that's condemnation, "brings death." Under condemnation, you or the devil just punish yourself, closing the door to real change. Conviction, however, is the Father's loving discipline, opening the door to hope and change. Conviction leads you to repent, confessing your need for forgiveness. Repentance, confession, and restitution are God's invitation to freedom. You turn from the death-producing effects of sin to His forgiveness and powerful grace to change. In John 8:2 through 11, there's a story about the teachers of the law and the Pharisees who bring a woman caught in adultery and make her stand before the group and Jesus. They say to Jesus, "This woman was caught in adultery, and in the law of Moses, it commands us to stone such a woman. What do you say?" They were trying to trap him. But Jesus bent down and started writing on the ground with his finger. They kept questioning him until he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And then he stooped down and wrote on the ground again. At this, they began going away one at a time, until Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Do you ever respond toward yourself when you sin, like the Pharisees did to the woman? Sometimes you may feel shame or condemnation when you sin, especially in areas you struggle to overcome. You might say, "I'll never change. I might as well give up and give in again." Condemnation locks you into the spiral and locks you out of hope for change. But Jesus responded differently to the woman and to you. Did Jesus acknowledge the fact that she had sinned? Of course he did. But his convicting acknowledgement of her sin flung open the door that the Pharisees' condemning acknowledgement had locked shut. She could change. "Neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Every day, be quick to repent and ask forgiveness whenever the Holy Spirit reveals sin. Condemnation brings despair. Conviction brings hope for change.